All right, everyone, doing two things that I said I wasn't gonna do. First of all, streaming today, and second of all, doing something that wasn't wholesome. Why? Because Glowing Stones just appeared on GOG today, and it's 6 chapters. See the GOG logo there? So it's gonna be 8 chapters in all, but you've already got more than half the game here. So you can pick it up for $10 frickin', and it's got 15 minutes of animation. There's all kinds of other cool stuff, but why the hell am I telling you about it? I can just show you. So it's, like, I know you guys have been playing Dispatch. I've looked at it, but I haven't really got into it. Everybody's freaking out about it. But this is like that, but in cyberpunk world. It's a cyberpunk world with superheroes. So, could be pretty cool. And it has the sex scenes that the Dispatch devs didn't put in their game. Also, it's got some neat settings. So, why? You have a dialogue color and dialogue box opacity. Well, we know that one. But check this one out. We can do some cool stuff with this. Should be able to. See, we can change the color of the freaking dialogue, finally. We're gonna keep it white, like that's the normal. But if it gets hard to read, I can just change it. We also have dialogue size. We can make it a little larger for some of those that can't see very well. This is stuff that they need to add in these games. Turning the music volume up a little bit. Dev thought it needed to be lower. I think it needs to be a little higher. Okay, so let's get started. Going for an hour. Or, you know, what's left. Nah, we'll go to 211, fuck it. Alright, ting! I've always wanted to learn how to play the piano, you know. My eyes are up here, dude, and these renders are a lot better than what we saw last night. I apologize, but, you know, there was some charm in that old game, okay? Yep, that's better. So what was I saying? Oh, yes, welcome to the beginning of my story, buddy. Don't listen to her. It's not her story. It's yours. But first of all, let me ask you something. Are you over 18? Oh, shit. No, definitely not. No, me? Nah, of course not. Man, I wish I was 18 again. Yes, of course, look at this body. Sorry for that, but you know how it is, right? So now, what should we call you? Oh, you know, dumbass as usual. And what would be the last name of our hero? I always put Grim, even though that looks like Grim. Nice to meet you, Grim. Oh, in this story you'll have the opportunity to participate, certainly by making your own choices, but also by looking for all the clues that the narrator drops in this game. Look at this text. I love this text. I can actually see it. It's bold. Thank you. Thank you, God, for this text. Yes, if you think you've found one of those clues, click on it. If it is indeed a clue, you'll see it. Exactly. For example, if you think she's a hint or if she's saying something secret, click on her. What? Let me read that again. Oh, Jesus. That's not what I'm putting in, by the way. Ah! Certainly by making your own choices and looking for clues that the narrator drops in this game. If you think you found one, click on it. If it's a clue, you'll see it. If you think she's a hint or she's saying something secret, click on her. Go ahead and try clicking on her. Oh, so there's little stuff that it lets me click on. But is there anything around the room I can click on? I don't want to click on weird shit. There, did you see it? And if you've enabled it in settings, you'll see this icon. Well, I have. But if this is the first time you're doing this, I would advise you not to turn it on. You can use the replay feature if you need to hunt those clues. Also, when you finally find one, or after missing one, the tablet in the top right corner of your screen will start flashing. You'll see, it's easy. Okay, let's really begin the story now, Grim. Oh, and by the way, I'm Amy. I'm just doing what it told me to do. Amy Foster, the roommate. She's 24, 169 centimeters, and she's, well, also 5'5". She's 5'5". It's about normal height for most women, right? Not all. I know you've got some tall women, the kind I like. The ones I have to, I'm 6 foot. And if I have to look up at you, I'll probably be interested in you. So, I don't know, that's my thing, it's weird. Why do you like tall women? I don't know. Don't ask me, it's the brain. Come on, Grim, wake up. This party won't make itself, you know. I'm already done with all the cleaning. If it's all the same to you, I'd rather not have the party. Oh, no, you don't. This'll be the first party since we've moved here. Besides, it's the best occasion to get laid. And as far as I know, you've yet to do so since I came over, despite my best efforts. Well, between my work and this new place, I didn't really have time to even think about it. Besides, you're not that different now, are you? It's not like I haven't tried, you know, but the law school is girls only, and going out is pretty much impossible when you're broke. Or at least more convoluted. Can you believe it? A girl like me can't get a guy. Wow! Come on, who do you think you're talking to? I can get a guy whenever I want, as long as I can afford to go out. Really now? Seriously though, I called a couple of friends from university for tonight. They're both hot and eager to meet you. Uh-oh, I know those ads. I'm not clicking on those ads, guys. These women are hot and ready for you. No, they're not freaking Little Caesar's Pizzas. This ain't happening. I sold you very well. You can thank me in the morning. Come on, get up now. Okay, I'm up. Where do you want me? Well, we just have to warn the girl next door about the noise. Get the cake from the... Are you expecting someone? No, are you? Don't worry, I'll go take care of it. You just keep doing your thing. Hello, package for Mr. Grimm. That's me. Sign here and you're all set. What? Don't look at me like that. Just replacing my cousin for the day. The bastard got himself really drunk and we're not really the same size. Fucking students. Okay, here you go. Have a nice day. Yeah, you too. Okay, so apparently people aren't going to address me by my last name in this game, which is great. Because they'll say... I didn't want it to say Mr. Lord. Can you change the... No, I don't think I can. Some games you can, but some you can't. Oh, I don't have neither of those. Alright. I have a walkthrough built in, because I have the bonus edition of the game, which is only $10.39. What are you waiting for? I mean, Dispatch was $30, guys. This game is $10.39, and it's got 6 chapters already with 7,000 renders. What's in the box? What's in the fucking box? Good line, Brad. Thanks. Good taste, by the way. Now, what's in the box? You open the box quickly.
You open the box, we came.
Not that kind of box, guys. A nice glowing stone. And a birthday card? Let me read it. Happy birthday, son, signed by your father. And another sentence, the future is ahead of yourself. Seriously? I haven't seen him in ages, though we live in the same town, and he sends me a rock for my birthday? It might be all nice and precious looking, but still. It's a thought that counts. Maybe he's trying to reconnect. I think this is a step in the right direction. Yeah, you're probably right. Aren't I always? And this sentence, the future is ahead of yourself. That's his motto. He used to make me say it a lot. It means something like, if you want to reach your future, you'll have to move towards it. So he's like a Zen monk or something? Okay, we'll take care of this later. Still got work to do. You gotta go to the girl next door and talk to her. She must be home since we can hear music. Indeed, the walls are really thin here. Though, considering the rent and the view, we can't really complain. Well, here I go. Hello, girl next door. Hello, boy next door. Just came to let you know that, at the insistence of my roomie, I'm having a birthday party tonight with some friends, and we might get loud. Oh, thank you, and don't worry about it. I'm working tonight anyway. Oh, sorry to hear that. Guess there's no point in inviting you over, then. You're right about that. I have my moments. Gotta go, though. Lots to do, and I can already hear Amy grumbling. Yeah, that makes sense. Have a great day. Wait, Grim. That's your name, isn't it? Yes, and you're Aurora, right? Yeah, so look, since it's your birthday, let me treat you to a coffee. What do you say? Well, it'd be a pleasure if not. He accepts. Well, that settles that. So my place, or are we going out? After a quick glance at his apartment, definitely out. You'd be doing Amy a favor by getting me out of her hair. I heard that. You and the girl next door just go out and celebrate while I get everything ready. I know a perfect place, too. After a short walk, you arrive at a cafe. And here is your coffee, miss. Bon appetit. Mercy. Great choice, Aurora. It's quiet here. At least we can hear each other talk. It's not like that new place Moonbucks that opened last month. The music is too loud, the people are too loud, and the machines don't even get me started about it. Yeah, I kinda like it though. Really? Laughs. Excuse me. No, I'm totally with you on that one. I like Aurora so far. That's why I came here the day after I moved. Not too many things on my mind. Can you imagine being alone in a big, busy city like Moon City? Actually, I kind of do. I moved here with my dad, but he was always too busy. Then again, I was only 14, so I guess it's not really the same. How long have you been here? I've only been here for 3 months, though I consider myself really lucky. Found a job that's enough to survive, and the rent's really low. That's pretty much why Amy and I choose it. Excuse me, choose it as well. You two make a very nice couple, you know. What I don't understand is, why do you keep calling her roommate? Wait, what? No, it's not like that. Me and Amy, we're not a couple. But then, what's your story? She's my oldest friend. We lost touch for a while, but when she had to come to Moon City to finish her studies, we got together again. And now she's really only my roommate. Aurora bends over the table to touch your hand. Oh, I see. I don't know how to say this nicely, but you know that you two act like an old married couple, right? I guess that's what happens when you've been through what we've been through. What about you? What's your story? You said you just moved here. Guessing from a small town? Aurora Ari? Deluxe life, huh? I'm a woman who grew up on a farm for most of my life. Before leaving home when I graduated to make a living from my music by following a smooth talker. After about a dozen months of moving from city to city, Wally decided it'd be better for him to go back and live with his parents again. And since then, I just go where my feet take me. I live, well, mostly survive, from my music. Of course, there's many things I could tell you about this whole life of wandering music, concerts, and bars, but that'll be for a future date. I'm looking forward to it. You'll have to earn that date. And you, cowboy? There must be more to your life than just your roommate, childhood friend, and the birthday party. Me? I grew up in a mid-sized town next door to Amy, as you might expect. When my mother died, my father decided to make a new start and took me with him, away from our home and away from Amy. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. It's in the past. Like I said, I was only 14 at the time. When we got here, Dad got a job with a big corporation, and that became a mega corporation over time. His job kept him busy and away from home a lot, so I had to find my own way. Out in school is where I met my best friend, Greg. And now I've finished my studies and I'm working in a small corporation in the city in the product department. Ah, we'll pick this up later, I guess. I guess so. Hi, Grim. Oh, and happy birthday to you. But tell me, who is this lovely lady you're dating? Let me introduce you to Aurora. I am very happy to introduce you to the charming and sublimely beautiful Aurora Ori Duloc. She liked that. Oh, she lets you know if she doesn't like... Aurora. Ah, the girl next door. Nice to finally meet you. I can't wait to... get to know you. She kisses everybody, doesn't she? Oh, I'm Sheila, by the way. Greg's wife. You know, Grim's best friend since high school. Nice to meet you, Sheila. I have to say, I'm very happy to finally put a face to the voice I often hear through the wall. Ha ha. Ooh la la, I'm sorry. It's already late. See you tonight at the party, Aurora? You can call me Ari, though I prefer Aurora. Sometimes it's just too long, you know? And no, I won't be there, I'm sorry, but we can meet another time. My pleasure, Aurora. Take care, and I'll see you tonight, Grim. Wow, how energetic, and she's very kind, too. Yeah, probably an occupational hazard. She's a journalist, so bonding with the people she meets is probably something she does subconsciously now. Journalist, I guess you have to be well-dressed for that job, but she's definitely hot. Yeah, she's been turning men's heads for years, but there's only one way, only one man for her. It's been so long that I can't imagine them any other way. That's so cute. She's so lucky. See you soon, Sheila. Bye. So where were we? Oh, yes, your fabulous project manager job. Yes. Basically, I'm filling out Excel spreadsheets all day so that the bosses won't pay for what they asked me to work on. Doesn't sound very exciting when you put it that way. As soon as we gather enough startup capital, Greg and I are starting our own company. Who knows? We might even be sooner than we think. I understand having to do a job you don't like just for money, though I do find it a sad affair. Guess you have to put food on the table in the end. Yeah, and there's the two of us in the apartment and Amy doesn't work. Her parents can't help much either. Really? She doesn't have a job? No, she wanted to at first. But since it's her last year of law school and we managed to find this cheap rent, I managed to convince her to focus on her studies instead. She'll pay me back when she passes the bar. You're doing this for a childhood friend you haven't seen in years? I don't believe you. She'll never admit it, but it really made her feel better. It's not easy to study and work at the same time. But if you're not together, what are you? Kind of like her big brother, or more like a sugar daddy? Big brother. She gives me a hard time every day. I'm an only child, but I would love a brother like you. Or someone less related. Wink. Anyway, she's lucky. And you? Where do you work? I was lucky enough to find a small gig as a singer in a country club, and I get to moonlight as a waitress or a bartender as well. And I hope I can get some side gigs at bachelor birthday parties. I could never do what you do. Work all day behind a desk in a suit and a megacorpo, especially when it's a bullshit job. Oh no, is that the time? Sorry, but I have to go and get ready for work. I'm on the first shift today. Yeah, well, thanks for the coffee then. Well, why not? It went really well today, so I guess I can make it official with a second date. Oh, and for your gift. Without saying anything more, she locks you in a long kiss. Surely one of the best you've ever had. Wow. You're gonna go that close? I mean, I don't know how the romance works in this. Far from pushing you away, she welcomes your tongue and plays with it for a moment before finally breaking the kiss. Happy birthday again, Grim. Without saying anything else, she turns and walks away with a very confident pace. I mean, damn. Trying to bang the girl next door just because she's a girl next door, right? I mean, why not?
Stir. Wow.
On the way home, you get a message on your phone. Wow, she's beautiful. Too bad she's not coming tonight.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, when should Greg and I drop by? You better check with Amy on that. Okay, thanks. See you tonight. It's really nice. Grim is lucky. Oh, hi, Grim. So, how did it go? Did you get her number? It was good. She's very nice. And really hot. My gods, if I were into girls, I'd have jumped her a long time ago. So, when will you see her again? Soon, I think. We didn't really set a date, though she's only a wall away, you know? Perfect. Anyway, don't forget, tonight is a 2-for-1 special on girls, just to be sure. So, where are you going to put it? It's beautiful, but looks heavy, you know? And now I'm off to get the cake. You should start getting ready, too. See you later. The future is ahead of yourself, huh?
I hope so.
Yeah. A place for it? Well, it's not really my color. Even though it is pretty. Sorry about that. And the pulsating light is nice. I've never seen anything like this before. Huh? Amy forget her keys again? Coming! Amy, seriously. Oh, sorry, can I help you? Are you Grimm, the son of Frank Grimm? Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but there's been an accident in his lab. Didn't break the crystal. The future is ahead of yourself. Chapter 1. All together, for each other, forever. That was the prologue. This is the first chapter of the game. When the Psycon appears in the game, it means the music is an important part of the following scene. So when it pops up, I invite you to turn on your sound. We often talked about it when Mom died. Of course, we didn't think it would happen so soon, but here we are. You always told me you wanted your ashes scattered to the four winds. You said that this way you would be everywhere and a part of everything, and hopefully a small part of you would end up in the same place as Mom. I hope you found her, and wherever your spirit is now, you're at peace with her by your side. Say hi to her for me and give her a hug from me. You know, I had some water around here somewhere. Water just disappears. Anyway. Say hi to her for me and give her a big hug from me. I was so mad at you, you know? I never had a chance to tell you this, but now I'm letting you know. You took my best friend away from me. You took him away from me when he needed me. I was too young and stubborn, I guess, to understand why. And I just lost my best friend. But now I can understand that it was grief that made you do it. So I want you to know that I don't blame you anymore. And thanks to Destiny, I've gotten back what I once lost. Don't worry, I'm watching over him. I'll remember for the rest of my life how you helped us that afternoon. Without it, we might have not become the brothers that Grimm and I are today. For me, you were a man of science, but also my brother's father. And a cool one at that. First time I came to your house, you were convinced that I was Grimm's girlfriend. So convinced that you insisted on showing me around the house and made me wait in his room. A look on your face when you saw me kissing Greg in front of you, as if all your hopes of seeing Grimm with a girlfriend one day were crumbling before your eyes. Anyway, it didn't last too long, it seems. I don't have a story to tell you, but I'd like to sing a song that my father taught me. It's from his home country, but you might recognize it. We will have beds which exhale odors soft. We will have divans profound as the tomb, and delicate plants on the ledges aloft, which under the bluest of skies for us bloom. Exhausting our hearts to their last desires, they both shall be like unto two glowing coals, reflected the twofold light of their fires across the twin mirrors of our two souls. One evening of mystical azure skies, we'll exchange but one single lightning flash, just like a long sob replete with goodbyes. And later an angel shall joyously pass through the half-open doors to replenish and wash the torches expired and the tarnished glass. Back at the apartment. Aurora, that song was beautiful. You said it was your father's? Yes, from his family, to be precise. He taught it to me at his mother's funeral. It's a poem originally. Is he a famous author? Yes, at least in his country. He has written many books, but not very happy ones. The poem is called Le Mort d'Amants, which is The Dream of Lovers. It seems appropriate, considering how much he loved Mom. I got that kind of feeling, so I thought it fitting. That's right, or like a mermaid's. That's true, it was almost magical. Oh, thank you both. Grimm said you sing for a living, is that so? Yes, I do, even if it's barely a living. At least I do what I want to do. That's priceless to me. But sometimes I wish it was more appreciated rather than paying people like those mega corpo bosses. But let's not talk about it anymore. You'll think I'm obsessed. Don't worry about it. Though I agree, let's change the subject. Amy, I love what you've done with your hair. It's not bad, is it? I thought I'd add a little more color and say goodbye to the metallic look. I like her hair. Even though I like that look, I've had it for far too long and I wanted a change. It suits you very well. You're still the same Amy, but maybe a bit brighter, or at the very least, more full of life, you know? Thanks, Aurora. It looks good on you. Yes, at the same Amy, but even more beautiful. Thanks, Grim, and don't worry, I'm not going to change too much. Otherwise, you'll be lost. By the way, Greg, you mentioned a story earlier. Mind sharing it with us? Story? Oh, our highly scientific experiment, the one that Grimm's dad helped us do, right? Haha, that was sure silly, but also intriguing. Especially for 17-year-olds, though thinking back on it, you still remember it, right, Grim? Yeah, sure was, but hard as well. Would you mind telling it, though? Of course, once upon a time. Oh no, not the Disney version. Just go ahead and tell them already, or we'll still be here in the morning, darling. Alright, I got it. So it was actually a science project for school. We had to prove that a light ray is made up of the entire, made up from the entire color spectrum. And to do that, Grim and I decided we'd disperse a light ray through a prism. And of course he knows the terms by heart by now. Let me be, wife. You want to tell the story or should I? Yes, of course. Do go on, my lord. Now where was I? Right. Prisms and light rays. We wanted more than just showing a rainbow on a wall. So Grim suggested that we use these colors to do something better. And of course, that's where the trouble begins. I mean, how many prisms were we using? 5. 5? We had big plans. Grim printed out a photo after modifying it on his computer. That was supposed to be visible only if the light refracted light rays shone on it. I found a tutorial on it. And what was the photo of? If it wasn't for his father, we would never have gotten it right. It was so hard to position everything and calculate all the angles. Seriously, Grim, looking back, how are we supposed to do it? Well, what about the photo? Let me look at this damn text. It's getting a little hard to read the text. I don't know what this is doing. Doesn't seem to do anything. What about the photo? Well, after a good 2 hours, several pages of calculations and... The photo, Greg! Fuck my drink! Okay, sheesh, you wouldn't believe it, but it was a beautiful blonde. A very beautiful blonde. Naked. A very beautiful naked blonde, and very suggestive. A very beautiful and very suggestive naked blonde. I remember your father's face when he saw that. He didn't know whether to laugh or to shout at you. I didn't know what it was a photo of. Anyway, we got it done. We did, and we got a great grade. And it was after the afternoon that Grim and I really became buddies. Somehow your dad saved our friendship. That's true. And all of that for a naked blonde. Men. Yep, you want another drink, Aurora? Yes, please, I'll come with. I'm off too. Nature calls. Greg, seriously? As Greg leaves, Sheila gets closer to you. So, Grim, how was the date with Aurora? Not bad, not at all. At least I hope so. Well done, Grim. She looks like a very good girl. I'm happy for you. And you and Amy. How's that supposed to work? You know how I feel about her after all that's happened. Yeah, I know. Still, can't explain it, but there's just something different about it all. Call it a woman's intuition, but I think you two should talk. If nothing else, just to clarify everything, you know? There's nothing wrong with going for 2 fish instead of 1. Nothing set in stone yet. So Sheila, Greg, Grim told me you're married. You guys do make a great couple. They're inseparable, and they only have eyes for each other, which is quite rare. Yeah, I guess once you've met your soulmate, there's nothing you can do about it. And there's nothing not to like about my wife. She has the body of a goddess, and as you'll see, a heart of gold. On the other hand, beware. She can also hit as hard as an angry dragon, if need be. The poor waiter. The poor waiter. The poor waiter? The poor waiter! Go ahead, tell her about it. I'm proud of it. Once upon a time. Oh, no, you don't. I'll tell it. So, we were in a bar, Amy, Grim, Greg, and I. and a waiter that had obviously had too much to drink before his shift. Seriously, what kind of boss lets a guy drink? Excuse me, lets a guy that drunk work? Checking this again. How about green? Doesn't seem to be a freaking color. Oh, here it goes. Seriously, what kind of boss lets a guy that drunk work? No clue, but he has the gall to start hitting on me and Amy at the same time. I know we're attractive, but that's no excuse. So I tried explaining to him that we weren't interested, what with me being married and Amy deserving of better. And then, brace yourself, Aurora. And then he says, married women are the most desperate. Oh no! Oh yes, he learned a painful lesson that day. I'd say you dislocated his shoulder and knocked out two of his teeth. And I'm still proud of it. My old wife. We should get going, Greg. It's getting late, and I have to get going early. All right, I forgot. Sorry, but we need to go. Thank you, both of you. I mean it. You're welcome, Grim. You know your family. Nothing would have kept us from being there. Yeah, that's what friends are for. And you know you can always count on us. Now, go on, get some rest. It couldn't have been easy for you these last few days. Yeah, thanks. See you soon. Sure thing, man. I should go, too. I forgot I have to work in less than an hour. I swear, working in a bar is great, but it kills your social life. Sorry, I can't. I'm on the second shift, so the team before me has to stay longer if I'm late. Alright, sorry about that. Again, thank you for being here, Aurora. Of course, you know, when Amy invited me, I wasn't sure if I should come, but now I'm glad she did. Yeah, I'm glad I did, too. Thanks for coming. Good night, you two. Sheila was right. It has been rough the past few days for the both of us, Grim. Yeah, definitely hasn't been easy for me, but why has his passing affected you so much? It's just, well, it's like I said before. I never talked about it, but I really did struggle after your dad took you away. It was really hard for me, between you leaving me and my parents not understanding me. It felt like I was losing everything. I was just a teenager, you know? And when your father decided that, I really hated him for his decision. Amy, I'm sorry I didn't. No, let me finish. I really need to get this out so you properly understand. I hated him for months. Every time we texted or called each other, I was reminded that you were gone and I was alone. It took a while to get over it, but I never forgot. And in all that time, I never thought of or even wanted to make my peace with it. And it's only after seeing you like this over the past few days that I understood his decision. Or at least some part of it. And yet it still hurts. All the anger and the resentment. When all he wanted was probably to protect you and himself. Thank you, Grim. And you know we used to fight a lot because of it. You did? Oh yes, we didn't talk for almost a year. I ignored him, even when he tried working things out between us. But like you said, we were only teenagers. I didn't just lose my mother, but my best friend as well. I agree that he wanted to protect me as much as he wanted to protect himself in the end. He really truly loved her. Did you know he never even dated anybody else? Really? Yes, at least not that I know of. He was grieving at first, and then he threw himself into his work. When he wasn't in the lab, he was at home. I guess he never got to meet anyone else. I see, that's sad. Yes. Go get some rest, Grim. I'll tidy things up quickly. Yes, well, thank you, Amy. Okay, thanks, Amy. You get to your room and just crash on the bed. The last few days were hard indeed. After a bit, a sound forces your eyes open again. Amy? Yeah, look, I don't really know how to say this. Wait, what are you... Shh, just let me finish, please. Look, we both want and need this, and I miss seeing you smile. This is just a one-time thing. I told you, I don't want us to mess everything up. Yeah, okay, I understand. Thanks, Grim. Okay, now please sit down and let me take care of you. As you nod and sit down on the bed, Amy walks over slowly. Amy, you look amazing. Thanks, Grim, you're not so bad either. Not bad at all, especially down where it counts. Speedos at the pool don't hide much. Here, let me. You'll be comfortable without them. As she removes your clothes, Amy smiles, looking very pleased. Is it just me, or is he always so happy when he sees a pretty girl in a nightie? A bit of both. You in that outfit? Definitely. I assure you, you excite me too. Boy, it's a lot smaller than what we're used to in these games, huh? Amy moved really slowly, enjoying the moment, a devilish smile streaking across her aroused face. And here we go. Kneeling in front of you, she caresses your thigh while gently massaging your penis. An electric-like shiver runs up and down your whole body. Not a new feeling by any means, just one almost forgotten. How is that? It feels amazing. Amy looks up at you mischievously as she keeps gently stroking your penis. Really? You're so easy to please. Should we stop this then? Of course not. We're just beginning. I am to please, for tonight your wish is my command. How about this then, Grim? Oh, Amy. Or maybe this. Amy. Or maybe. Amy, stop teasing me. Very well then. Yes, keep going like that, tongue and all. Side view. Okay, that's it from the side there. No music, though. We need some music. Bum 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 bum. Oh, yes. Noises are heard coming from the other side of the wall. Yes. Grim. Amy takes it all in. All the while, the moans on the other side of the wall become more hurried. Yes, yes, just like that. Don't stop. Amy suddenly stops and looks up at you. Grim, lie back, please. I want to get on you. Let me just get rid of this, and without a word, you lie back and Amy climbs on you, smiling. I like the view. Oh, yes, right there. Don't stop. Wait, is that Aurora? Seems so. I kind of like it, though. More exciting this way, right? She says as she hungrily laps you up. Amy, yes. Bum 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 bum. Lick me. Slurp. Oh, man. She's masturbating, and they're not fucking, but, you know, they're... You know, like I said, they're not fucking. They're doing the thing. They're getting close, though. They're almost fucking. Like a half of the way there. You eagerly do it, as if to thank you. A shiver runs through her whole body. Point of view? Right there, Grim. Don't stop. Hell no, don't. Side view. Large view. Amy, it's so hot. Yes, it is. Aurora. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck. This is good. I agree, Aurora. Bum, 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 bum. Just right. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Just like that. Yes, right there. Amy, if you keep going like that, I'm gonna gum. In her mouth or on her face. Well, I mean, she's already got it in her mouth. So, let's finish in there. Instead of stopping, Amy goes on even further. Amy, I... Yes, Grim. Yes. Niagara Falls. Right there. Ah! Slurp, there she goes. Thank you, too. It's been way too long. Amy rolls to the side and looks at you. She looks both amazed and pleased with all of this. Well, damn, I'm late. Thanks again. Hear you soon. Laughs. You're welcome, Aurora. Looks like Amy went back to her room. Looks like she's up already. Where does she get all that energy from? Good morning, Grim. I made pancakes and set up the table. Now I gotta go. Classes don't wait for anyone. Morning, Amy. About yesterday. That was great. That was only for yesterday. We agreed nothing would change. Just two old friends greeting each other with a smile as usual. Don't think I've forgotten about your birthday party. It's simply postponed for now. Celeste is already asking me for the rescheduled date. Celeste? One of the classmates we talked about. Now, I really gotta get going. I'll see you tonight, Grim. Good luck at work. And to think some get actual grieving days when a loved one dies. Shall we turn on the news then? Oh, Sheila's presenting today. I'm here with Mr. Yadsmood, CEO of Yadsmood Biotech. Mr. Mood, could you please tell us about the incident at one of your labs from a few days ago?
But of course, though I do understand that this is still considered an ongoing investigation, so the information I can disclose is limited.
Anya elected a supreme leader of the cult of Cthulian. I'd like to see who they are.
4 days ago, a leak of formaldehyde acid caused damage to our RS-232 research laboratory server room. The acid itself is highly unstable and toxic, especially in its vapor state that we had stocked there. Safety and containment procedures were immediately implemented, of course, though. The catastrophic combination between the gas and electronics did cause a chain reaction in the server room that, in turn, caused the incident in question. Fortunately enough, our safety and containment protocols did manage to contain both the fire and the fumes. Unfortunately, that came at the cost of a project manager and 3 employees. I'd like to take this chance and express my deepest condolences and sympathy for the families of these 4 employees. According to the investigation so far, our safety and containment protocols did their job as intended. They chose to stay against the Creed-upon protocol in order to save what they could of their work data.
So what you're telling us is that your company is not responsible for any of their deaths? Am I understanding this right?
As of yet, I can neither confirm nor deny this. All I can say is that our security and containment protocols are in such a manner that...
Damn corporations, they will never take any responsibility for the death of my father or any of those people. Hey bro, are you okay? You seem to be falling asleep. What? Sorry, between the funeral and everything else, I didn't manage to get much sleep. Understandable. You know what would be best to get you rested right now? Let me guess, it has something to do with... a pretty girl and a massage, obviously. Obviously. Have you seen Denise from accounting? Denise, you serious? She's married already, man. Oh, wait. I didn't see any... Wait, I didn't see any ring. How do you know that? I talked to her for almost an hour at the company Christmas party, remember? Yes, now that you mention it, but I don't remember her saying she was married that night. Yeah, well, she did. Though you were most likely already gone by then. You kind of left early. Can't remember why, though, considering how I am with big parties, especially our company ones. Can't wait to be done with all this and open up our own gym. Even Sheila's starting to tell me it's about time I moved on. She's very supportive on this matter, and her job offers a good safety net, too. I know what you mean. It's clear that getting out of here wouldn't hurt. Huh? Look out behind you, Greg! What the? Nice job, Denise. Yeah, well done, sis. Okay, maybe not Denise. But tonight you're coming with me to the gym. 2 days have passed since. Well, 2 days have passed since. Amy actively avoids talking about that night and her proposal. You haven't seen Aurora. The girl next door seems to be a night owl. Trying to clear your head and have some fun, you decided to take Amy out to a movie, just like old times. Not really sure what the movie's about, but the reviews on Moon Movies Club were good. Don't worry, I'm not picky. Wait a moment, Grim. I want to go see Sarah before we go in, okay? Sure, we got some time before it, and I've already got the tickets. Thanks. You follow Amy into a small alley. After a few moments, you see a familiar tent. Hello, Sarah. Oh, hi, beautiful. And hello, Grim. How are you today, Sarah? Starting to get colder. You got everything you need? Yeah, don't worry about me. It's not my first rodeo, you know. We know you're a badass, but do let us know if you need any help, okay? Thank you, gorgeous. She's precious, isn't she? That and so much more. Grim! Ha, you're right. Come on, where did I put... What? excuse me. Damn. Haha, here, take this, Sarah. At the very least, it should get you a few warm meals. And this too. You're really nice, you two. Really, too nice. Seriously, thank you. Okay, time for us to go. Be careful, Sarah. Of course, you know me, heh. Really, be careful. We'll see you in a couple of days, okay? Yeah, don't worry about me. Poor woman, she really didn't deserve it. Yeah, I know. I don't have the full story, but I remember she used to be a soldier, right? Yeah, damn good one, too. Then how did she... Officially? PTSD. She said it drove her mad, and so she made a mistake. Though I think there's more to that story. You didn't ask, and she didn't say. Got it. Yeah, grr, it makes me so angry. Thank you for giving her some money. I don't have a lot, but I saw how much you gave her. It was nothing. If we can help, we should. It was nice for an independent film, right? Yeah, even if there is a background story. Of course, let's see. And the theme of the hero alone against the world. He's not so alone at the end. All the people he helped came to his rescue. It's a classic, but it still works. Wait, that noise, it sounded like... a scream. It sounded like it came from there. Come on. Leave me alone, you bastards! Oh, come on now, love. That's no way to talk to gentlemen, right, guys? Yeah, totally. She needs to apologize now. Tell me about it, so love. Excuse me, tell me about it. So love, how about a really nice apology? Shut up and die, asshole. Ah, you bitch! Ooh, oof, he didn't even get hit. You stop right there. We have to do something, Grim. Yeah, but what? Wow. Heroism or survival? Fight. Hey, leave her alone. What's that? Who the hell are you? Get the fuck out of here. We're talking to the young lady here. Doesn't look like she wants to, though. Now get out of here while you still can. The police are already on their way. And you realize that it would have been smart to call them. Thump, thump. Your heart pounds in your chest, but you try to ignore it as they all return to face you. Get the hell out of here. We're not warning you again. Or we'll beat you and then take your girlfriend for a spin, too. Thump, thump, thump. Your heart beats harder and faster. Okay, go deal with this sorry ass and you can have his girl. We'll take care of this one. The first one is ready for you, knife in his hand, as you're approaching him. I'll show you! That's all you hear, while the world seems to slow down around you. And? What is this? Who the fuck are you? That was your last mistake, asshole. Yeah, show him who's boss. The thug swings his iron bar at your head. Watch. Ah, what the hell? Out of the corner of your eye, you see Amy and the other young woman. I'm gonna kill you! Quick, let's get out of here. Bastards, here, take this, and that. Stop, he's had enough, we have to leave. And this, Amy. Amy pulls her away and you all start running. After about 5 minutes, you're out of the light district and into the residential one. Woo, phew, okay, I think we're good. Celeste, are you okay? Celeste? Yeah, I'm okay. That's... damn. Hell, I go this way every day. Why tonight? Don't worry, it's okay now. Yeah, damn. Celeste, it's okay. You're home now, right? How did... oh, Amy, damn. Yeah, you're right. Thank you. It's a good thing that you were passing by. Yeah, I guess it was. Amy, he's grim, right? He's even better in person. Oh, what the hell am I even saying right now? Celeste, yes? So you're Celeste. Amy's told me a little about you. She has? I hope only good things. I mean, I guess you've seen my not-so-good side, too. The side where you almost killed that poor guy on the ground? He's not a poor guy. He's got a raper. Oh, right. That's still a good side. Anyway, Amy told me a lot about you. But honestly, Amy, he's even better in person. Excuse me, let's try this again. But honestly, Amy, he's even better in person. A real hero. My hero. Celeste, I'm truly happy you like him, but right now... that's okay. It's about time I head in. I really shouldn't have taken that back alley. All that, just to try and save 2 measly minutes. Don't say that, Celeste. It's not your fault, but theirs. It's not your fault, but theirs. Yeah, you're right, bastards. Are you sure you're gonna be okay? Yeah, I'm tougher than I look. Thanks again, Amy. It's nothing, really. And thanks again, Grim. As Celeste goes inside, Amy turns towards you. Grim, what was that? Which one, the kiss or the fight? You know we had to help. I'm not talking about the fight, of course we had to help her. What did you do? How did you do it? You took out 3 of them without so much as a scratch. Then when it all comes crashing down on you, 2 very simple realizations. A painful truth. Hitting with your bare hands hurt. And a mind-boggling truth. I got no idea what that was. It just seemed very slow. Wait, what? No. You were just really fast. I barely had any time to move before you took the first one down. That was amazing, though. How did you do that? I couldn't tell you, Amy. Adrenaline, I guess. You know, like lifting a car when there's a kid trapped under it. I'm not sure, Grim, but honestly, that was just... wow. Come on, let's go home. Are you okay? You didn't say a word on the way home. I was just thinking. If it was the adrenaline, why didn't I feel it too? And why didn't they? Especially after you started. Amy, what do you want me to... Grim! Amy, what the fuck? Grim! Grim, you did it again! Damn it, Grim! What, you threw a plate at me, Amy? Grim, don't you get it? You have powers! Damn it, Grim! Superpowers! What are you? Oh, wait. Wait, Grim, what do we do with this, with you? The future is ahead of yourself. I guess I'll be going out a lot more at night from now on. Oh, it keeps adding things. Celeste. Okay, so let's look at some of the girls. Celeste Reinhardt, 24, and she's 5'2". We can't really do anything with her. Our hero is mostly heroic. Amy. Hero's childhood friend. She's 5'5". Taylor's father took him away from her. They were like two peas in a pod. For the last 9 months, she and our hero have been sharing an apartment. She's currently in law school and will be graduating at the end of the year. She can completely focus on her studies thanks to our hero. He's paying the rent and a big part of the daily bills by himself. Sarah, woman who's had a hard life. She's 5'7", 38. Although she's been living on the streets for a few years now, she was a soldier in a previous life. According to her story, she was dishonorably discharged without good reason. And it says Sarah unknown. Oh, they have names, like the roommate, the brave, the girl next door. Aurora is a woman with the soul of an artist and golden voice. She lives in an apartment next to our hero. She's a singer in a country club and works extra shifts. A family emigrated from another country. She grew up on a farm. Really hates the corporation system. We know all that. Sheila, strong woman, 27. She's a journalist. 6 foot. Who splits her time between her passions, journalism and her husband. She's been our hero's friend since college. Everybody who gives her more than a passing glance notices that she is a woman who knows exactly what she wants. And Greg, of course, the best friend. Greg has been our hero's best friend since high school. They're working together in the same department. Greg's married to Sheila, and they're the perfect couple. His big dream is to quit his current job and open a gym with the hero. I hope they do. I'd like to see them open a gym. And there's some more characters that we'll find out about. Okay. And there's a good spot for us to stop. So, all right, guys, you can pick the game up for $10.39. That's the bonus version. I don't know why you wouldn't, because the original is only like $9. So spend the extra couple dollars and get the walkthrough and everything else. So, all right, guys, I'm out, and I will see you guys next time with more great visual novels. And even though this is kind of like a superhero one, it's supposed to be in the future and stuff, it really didn't do much on that front. So, honestly, guys, I would say that this one still kind of counts mostly, at least in the beginning, as kind of a wholesome novel. It didn't get into the superhero fighting stuff till later. But, alright, guys, I'm out, and we've got... What do we have? Monster College and Monster Academy. No. Monster College and Lust Academy coming up next week. I'm out. I'm getting some sleep. I need it.